the Shiny Squirrel Podcast, episode number 8. To a very confused and mixed up Maya who thinks we're on number 12. I don't think she knows where we're at or what she's on.
I don't even know what I'm doing.
This is a riffing episode where me and Maya... Who am I, Maya?
We riff your WC Chronicle.
You explain the rules and what it is. What's riffing?
Riffing. And then you get a word from a random word generator.
Yeah.
And then you describe, you talk about that word. What comes up in your mind with that word?
Anything.
I don't know. Anything.
And why hasn't anybody called in and done this with us?
Because they're stupid.
I think they should be
stupid.
I think because we posted it and nobody has called in and they could join us and play with us right here on the phone.
They're oopin' stupid.
I think we should make someone do this sometime.
I'm being a lady. I'm crossing my legs.
You're being a lady. You're crossing your legs. You ready for the first word?
Being a lady.
Not a man. A lady. Not a man.
Not a Mrs. Doubtfire?
Not a man.
I'm a lady.
Have you ever seen that movie?
Yes, I love that movie.
Robin Williams.
Lady.
You ready? First word is reserve.
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 Reservation.
Reservation.
I always wonder, like, who sits at the reservation at the concert? Who sits there?
Who sits there?
At the reservations.
There's also Indian reservations.
Who sits at the reservations in the theater?
I've never sat at, or you make reservations when you buy a ticket for a show or something.
But why? Do you have to pay extra for a reservation?
Yeah, because that's where you're getting a seat, and nobody else can get that seat. You say, I want to sit close, so I can be closer to it.
I remember instead of reservations, when I would have to wait for a show,
mm-hmm.
I waited in the front of the line. I mean, Mom always yelled at me because I was different, being disrespectful because I didn't let the old people through with the wheelchairs.
You'd be disrespectful? No.
I didn't let the old people through with the wheelchairs. I didn't know. I wanted to get the good seat. I knew they were going to sit at the same spot, so they didn't need a rush.
You got
to
get the old people down front so they can hear.
But they have that little balcony part
yes.
in the front.
For the wheelchairs?
Yes. Yes. Yeah. Why do I need to let them through first? They know where they're sitting.
They're going
to
get their... That is a really good point. Why do the people in the wheelchairs have to go first? Because they're going to get there anyway. They know where they're sitting.
Yes.
That's a really good observation.
They know where they're going to sit.
Give yourself a forehead high five on that. But not too much. I can't even top that, so I'm not even going to go on a word for that one. That was a good one. Good one, Maya. Chasing.
Chasing the sun. Dun, dun,
chasing.
Dun, dun, dun,
how about chasing the wind?
In the chasing of the wind. In the chasing of the wind.
I didn't say chasing of the breaking wind. I said chasing the wind.
Chasing the wind would be hard.
It's an expression meaning, you're doing something that's fuel.
Run like the wind.
Run like the wind? Can you run like the wind?
Yeah.
Did you run track and field?
Yeah.
Do you run track and field?
Yeah.
What do you run?
48. Laps.
Quarter mile?
Yeah.
What's your best time?
Yeah.
What's your best time?
6 minutes.
Six minutes for one mile?
6 seconds.
Six minutes, 6 seconds for 1 mile?
6 seconds for a mile. You want me to run around the couch?
Real quick? Go ahead.
Okay.
Go ahead.
Say ready, set, go.
Ready, set, go.
Hey.
You want to see it again?
You want to do it again? Yeah. I'm back.
That's a good game.
I'm going to do it one more time.
Okay, one more time. Ready, get set, go.
I did it.
I blinked.
Finished.
I didn't see it. Do it again.
Wait.
All right, ready?
Okay, ready?
Ready? Get set. Go.
I did it.
I felt some breeze, but I blinked again. We'll have to come back to that. That's a fun game to play with kids. I was playing that with a little 5-year-old, and I had her buffaloed and as full of her.
Yeah, so, buffaloed?
Buffaloed, you know. That's a load of buffalo.
Load of baby.
Instead of a load of bowl. A load of buffalo.
Buffalo. I respect that natives would always use every single part of the animal, like the buffalo.
Like the buffalo?
Yeah.
They used every single part. They did not buffalo us.
Yeah. They buffaloed themselves with buffalo.
I think that's an expression that comes from when the pioneers were coming over on the Oregon Trail. And the Native Americans would say, Native Americans. And they would say, buffalo over there. And there would be no buffalo over there, so they were buffaloing them.
I think that's what it is.
I don't know. Who came up with animal names?
Probably Noah. Well, I mean, Noah. What is Noah going to do? Give him matrix numbers? Okay, get number 27B over here. Get 34 yellow over here.
There's a joke like that I saw. It was about unicorns. Yeah. It was a note to Noah from the unicorns. Yeah. And they're like, "Dear Noah, I swear you said 5 o'clock." Get it? Because they didn't get there on time, so they got turned full over, so there's no unicorns existing now.
Have you ever heard the song, The Lovely Unicorn? Mm-mm. It was, I'll cue it up for you next time we come back.
Okay.
Talks about it. But I always had this, comedy routine I did once. It was talking about if a government inspector came to Noah when he was building the ark, mm-hmm. and all the red tape and government rules that he and the laws that he would be breaking and everything. Well, do you have a permit for that poop that's piling up over there? Because you know there's a gas coming off that poop and it's climate controlled. You know, do you have a permit for that? Do you have a permit for this big structure? You know, it went. I got a huge list. If you really want to see it, I'll pull it out sometime. But you'll have to say I want to see it. Okay.
Okay.
You ready for the next word?
Yeah.
Surplus.
I don't know what that is.
Extra. When you get an allowance and you were expecting $10, but you get $15.
That's a surplus?
That's a surplus.
I want some surplus chicken.
Surplus chicken?
Yeah.
Why surplus? Why not surplus? What do you got against buffalo?
I don't eat buffalo.
Have you ever had buffalo?
No, I said I don't eat buffalo.
I know, that's because you're an atheist and you don't eat meat. You know what that's called, don't you?
Yeah.
What's it called?
A vegetarian!
No, it's called a go-back!
It's called a vegetarian!
This is one of the jokes that I started with Maya way back when we were started putting the podcast together. And she said the word atheist, and I said, "Oh, you mean someone who doesn't eat vegetables?"
And you made me mad.
I got the funniest look from Maya. She's like, "Is he serious?" She goes, "No, don't you mean?" I go, "No, oh no, no. Oh, you mean a vegetarian, someone who doesn't, a vegan who doesn't believe in God." And she put her hand back like that, like she wanted to smack me, but she wouldn't do that. She might. And so that's been our ongoing running joke.
It kills me every time you say it.
It's funny.
Every time.
Well, if it's something that teases you friendlily, it's good. It's funny.
No, it's not.
Yes,
it is.
It's
serious. It's a serious problem.
Why is it a serious problem?
Because it makes me upset.
By saying atheist is someone who doesn't eat vegetables.
Yes, it gets me mad because it's not right.
There's worse things.
Like what?
Well, being...
Like letting the old people in first with the wheelchairs, even though they know where they're gonna sit anyways because they got special seats, so the other people really need to know where to sit, but you gotta let them in first.
Is that a disease or a case or a mental problem?
What?
What do you call that?
What?
This thing you just described about having to get into the concert first. Where do you like to sit better in the concert? Down close or way up high in the nosebleed section?
It depends how big the stage is. If the stage is really big, then I'd rather sit like somewhere in the middle, not too high, but like somewhere in the middle where I can see their faces.
Not too high. Not too high, but like somewhere in the middle because I like to see their faces.
Yeah.
You know, I like to see their faces.
I like to sit up high, and if they got Jumbotron screens, then you can see their faces. And then I usually bring a pair of binoculars.
But that's a concert. That's not a show.
Well, yeah, but that's one thing. Bigger venue.
Oh.
Larger, you know, 16,000 people.
True.
Because when it's over, I like just hang around and watch the people mill about. Because you know why? The wheelchair people think they have to be the first ones out. So to punish the wheelchair people, we'll send them out early. Hope nobody who listens to us has a wheelchair.
Yeah.
I'm sure they'll yell at us.
Grandma doesn't have a wheelchair yet.
And then we'll have to feed them buffalo burgers. I don't think Grandma's ever going to have a real wheelchair.
No, she can walk perfectly fine.
Yeah. Shall we do one more word?
Yep.
That last word is going to be drain.
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 Drain like in a sink.
Drain.
Which way does the water spin in the toilets in Australia? What are you doing? Counterclockwise or clockwise?
Counterclockwise.
And what? How do they spin here in the atmosphere? Clockwise.
Yeah.
Have you been to Australia?
No.
Shall we call them and ask them?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah.
It's already done. Do you know why the water spins the other direction?
No.
Because of the magnetic field of the Earth.
Really?
Yeah.
That's weird.
Wait, were you just guessing? Just going any motion?
Yeah.
Yeah, the toilets in the southern hemisphere, toilets go counterclockwise. In our hemisphere, they go clockwise. And at the equator, you can't flush the toilet. You know why? It doesn't can't make up its mind where it wants to go.
No, what way does it go on the equator?
I don't know. I think we should make a trip to the equator and find out. Maybe
it goes like this.
I think, hey, you're going. You should go to Russia, mm-hmm. and you come back and you report to us which way the toilet spins, if there is a toilet.
I wonder where the poop in the airplane goes.
It goes into a blue ice cube. Ooh, Klingon face. It goes into a tank where they freeze it.
And then what do they do?
Well, when they land and then they open a little door, then they take it out.
And what do they do with it?
They probably freeze it, or they don't make popsicle sticks with it.
Oh, thank God.
Yeah, that would not be a tasty popsicle. It's the same, they treat it the same way they would like on a motorhome or something.
Oh.
And it's blue.
Pretty cool.
Very cool.
Yeah.
But notice when you're in an airplane, when you flush the toilet, the water just goes poosh.
Yeah,
There's no spinning. And I was on the whole flight once for 5 hours, trying to figure out, I'm yelling at, why don't you, tell me which way you go, and I go straight down.
I went on a flight for 8 hours.
Where did you go on a flight for 8 hours?
Where do you think?
Russia.
From here to Ukraine.
Ukraine? All right, so.
Ukraine. I'm going to Ukraine.
You're going to Ukraine?
Yeah.
Not Russia?
No.
Okay.
But Grandma Petunia is going to Russia.
Grandma Petunia, yeah, I would send Grandma Petunia to Russia.
Yeah.
That would be a lot better. And you're going to be gone for 6 weeks?
I don't know how long it is. It's from...
If you come back August 23rd?
Yeah. No, I come back August 12th.
August 12th. Okay. I will write that down. And then,
yeah.
And then you can come back and you can riff us stories and spin us a yarn of tales.
Yeah.
Have you ever spun a yarn of tales?
Nope.
Nope. Just depending on which hemisphere you're in, will depend on which way you go, left or right.
Yeah.
Well, this has been the Shiny Squirrel Podcast, riffing with Maya May, and who am I?
W.C. Chronic.
Goals.
Chronicles.
And while Maya's gone, her imitation, half-baked pretend sister, Ellie Cheer, is going to take over for her.
Yeah.
Right? Right?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. You have any last words till you come back, Maya?
I'm fly up in the sky. Up,
everybody up, tell Maya how much we're going to miss her. 3, 2, 1.